a healthy way to brown bag that lunch. Hello, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. You know, more adults and students are bringing lunch from home these days, but a nutritionist says brown bag just doesn't mean a sandwich. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
I do think the economy is such that you can make your own lunch by using leftovers or things you have at home.
But according to a former Extension nutritionist, Diane Lamb, brown bagging these days is not a bad thing.
If you pack your own lunch, if you're trying to watch your weight or not eat certain types of food, it's much easier.
Lamb has some ideas for foods that can be incorporated into a take-from-home lunch.
When I make things at home, I enjoy making grain salad with brown rice or barley or bulgur or whatever. And I often make extra so that I can take that for my lunch.
And Lamb says a brown bag lunch is a great way for consumers to incorporate more vegetables into their diets.
It tends to fill you up without a lot of calories, so whether it be carrot sticks, celery sticks, maybe you're bringing cherry tomatoes, whatever. And here again, you can have things that you prepare and they're in your refrigerator, so when you get ready to pack that lunch in the morning, it's fairly quick. Oh, I can put in pepper strips and celery, and maybe you even have some homemade dip or maybe commercially made, but you could take that for your lunch. Add things like whole grain crackers, and here again, fruit makes a wonderful addition to a brown bag lunch.
And even if you do decide to have a sandwich, Lamb says you don't necessarily have to have two slices of bread and whatever meat or filling you choose.
Think about alternatives to sandwiches, or maybe a sandwich, but use a different kind of a bread or whatever to wrap, so to speak, the filling up in. You could even make a sandwich using pita bread or a tortilla.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.